Here is an email I have from someone who needs to be able to speak up a little more on the home front in her marriage. Dear Dr. Kenner, I have been with my current boyfriend for 10 years, but I always think of my first boyfriend and I miss him terribly. We broke up 15 years ago and I still love him. I don't know why we broke up, except that I was 4 years older and that may have bothered him. He took a vacation with his mother for his birthday, and when he returned, he told me that we should just be friends. I was extremely crushed. He was my everything. He never disrespected me like my current boyfriend does. I just don't know why he broke up with me, and I wonder if we'll ever have a chance again. How do I help myself deal with my longings? Thanks, Beth. Beth, you are in a relationship that you don't enjoy. Your boyfriend of 10 years is disrespectful to you and has been, my guess, for a long time. Otherwise, you wouldn't be longing for an ex if your current boyfriend were fulfilling your needs. Now, I know in long-term relationships, it's not easy to keep the energy up and to keep the motivation and that spark alive, but something's wrong in your relationship and you're leaning back on a contrast, your first love. So let's talk about that. I think the most important thing is the fact that your current boyfriend is disrespectful. 10 years in a relationship. And the question to ask yourself is, hey, why am I staying in an unsatisfactory relationship? And why are you staying in it when you know what a better relationship feels like, your first love? So a tip, you do have the right to work on the relationship or to leave the relationship if you feel that you're chronically disrespected, if you feel that you're not visible, you're not cared for. And if you want to work with your partner, you could. If you think it's over and this is why you're reaching out to me, then you can read. I wrote a book with Dr. Ed Locke. It's The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And in the appendix, we talk about how to part ways and start over if you cease being soulmates. Now, what would keep anybody in a bad relationship? Well, one would be guilt. You know, we committed to one another, and so we're stuck. So it's like being committed to a prison sentence, and that's not a good relationship. You may be afraid of hurting your partner's feelings, or you yourself may be afraid of change. May put too much stress on you, or many people are afraid of being alone, or are afraid in this climate, they're afraid of financial problems. Or you may feel like, well, I'm so connected with his family, and we have joint friends, and I don't want to leave the relationship. Another reason is that you could have some very warm memories with him, even though you think he disrespects you, and so you're very confused. You want to take a very close look at your current relationship. You're not married, and you've been together for 10 years, so that's another question mark. And give yourself permission to leave if it's not working out, but obviously give it some thought. And again, in the appendix to our book, we have a very thoughtful way of looking at how to part ways if things are not working out. You can go to Amazon.com to get our book. Now, a word on your first love. I think it's absolutely phenomenal that your first experience was so wonderful. And you want to realize that because you were able to have a very good relationship with him before his mother took him on his birthday vacation and he broke up with you after that, because you were capable of having that, know that it's within you to be able to achieve that again. Maybe not with your current partner, but with another person. And so you can keep that as a point of hope. You have questions. When anyone leaves you or me or any of us abruptly, we're left with questions. Why? Did his mother tell him I was too old? Was it something else about me? Am I not good enough? And sometimes those questions can be haunting. Beth, you want to value yourself. And you want to figure out how not to beat up on yourself because those questions are unanswered. If you decide to leave, you can go into therapy if that helps and get some support. And, you know, if you decide to leave your current partner, you can certainly do that. You can always Google your old boyfriend. I mean, it's a very long shot. Maybe he's still available and longing for you. It's likely he's married with kids and may vaguely remember you, so be prepared for that. But nothing can stop you from searching for love again, after you, if you decide to leave your current relationship. And you can certainly do that. Our book would help you tremendously. Again, it's available at Amazon.com. It's by Dr. Ellen Kenner, Dr. Ed, and Dr. Ed Locke, L-O-C-K-E. And it's The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And the self means valuing yourself. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Learning how to value yourself is no easy task. It is proper to design your own life. Start by naming what matters most to you. For example, choosing and pursuing your own values, thinking for yourself, speaking up for yourself tactfully, being honest with yourself and with others, setting proper boundaries with family, friends, and associates, going to school to become more qualified to pursue your chosen career, giving your children a good education and moral guidance, yet encouraging them not to obey blindly, but to think for themselves, and learning how to communicate well with your partner in order to grow closer emotionally.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.